So exploring the possibility of actually re-inhabiting this alive body, even though the mind is maybe racing into the future and planning the rest of your life. See if it's possible, just for these few minutes, to invite your presence back home, home in this body, without recrimination or judgment, just inviting the presence, the awareness, the gentle wakefulness back home, here, in this living miracle. Maybe taking a few slightly exaggerated breaths to settle. Now, over these next minutes, we'll explore the practice of equanimity. And as I say some words, just allow them to wash over you, resting there at home, experiencing your living essence, and allowing the words to move through. And there's a chant that's become my favorite chant, and it's one of the evening prayers that is chanted in monasteries. And often it, in most places, it's the last chant of the evening. So just resting as I chant this very short chant. Anicca vata sankhara upadeva yadamino upajitva nirjanti tesum rupasamo sukho. All conditioned things are impermanent. All conditioned things are impermanent. They arise and pass away. Understanding this deeply brings the greatest happiness, which is peace. And as Shell spoke last night of Anayo, those four words that sum up the entire Buddhist practice. Keep calmly knowing change. Keep calmly knowing change. Now that speaks to equanimity very directly. Equanimity being like the glue that holds loving friendliness, compassion, and appreciative joy. It holds them and protects them from sliding into the extremes. It's the balance of mind. Equanimity, as Shell was speaking last night, protects us from that kind of unhealthy, grasping attachment, you know, or that kind of cold, walled, defensive indifference. And in the expression of compassion, the identification with the suffering we're experiencing in ourselves and others that just holds us, traps us, and burns us out. So equanimity is it's a spaciousness and balance of the heart. And it does grow naturally with the cultivation of our meditation practice. But just as we can be more directive in that cultivation, with loving friendliness, compassion, appreciative joy, the same opportunity avails us of equanimity. You know, we all know the Serenity Prayer. May I have the serenity to accept things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There's so much in life that we cannot control, most of it. We plan and obsess and line things up, and then life happens. Wisdom also recognizes that all beings are an heir to their own karma. That they each act and receive the fruits of their actions, for the most part. And that we can deeply, deeply love others and offer them assistance. But in the end, they've got to learn for themselves. They've got to become the source of their own liberation. And I remember a movie called Songwriter with Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson in it. And they were songwriters. And there's one point where Willie says, he's talking about the troubles of other people, and he says, you know, everybody's got to kill their own snakes. You know, and there's some truth in that. Not that I'm for killing snakes, but in a metaphorical way, that's our challenge. So this equanimity combines an understanding mind together with a compassionate heart. One of the checks that I always use as to whether there's equanimity, whether equanimity is activated, or whether it's a form of indifference, is just checking in with the heart. Is the heart open? Is it available? That's equanimity. Equanimity has heart. It's not cold. It's not indifferent. And sure, sometimes we have to protect ourselves. The stimulation, the horror, the suffering is too great. So we need to protect for a while. But a flowering equanimity has heart and wisdom, has balance, but always heart. So let's begin by just simply reflecting on the benefits of what you would imagine of a mind that is balanced and has equanimity. Just reflect for a moment what that might be like, the benefits of that to yourself, your family, your community, the world. A mind of balance, of equanimity. sense what a gift that peaceful heart can be to the world. Especially in difficult times. In difficult times, we need people with strong equanimity to see clearly, to have an open heart, but be balanced. So let yourself feel inside to that sense of balance and calm. It's there, that ease. Maybe you've touched it these days together. The strength of that. And then as I say these phrases, just allow them to kind of move through, reflect. And as if you're saying them to yourself, may I be balanced and at peace. May I be balanced and at peace. Acknowledging that evening prayer that all created things arise and pass away. The joys arise and pass. The sorrows arise and pass. The pleasant, the unpleasant. Loved ones, people, material things. All aspects of nature. Even whole civilizations arise and pass. Just let yourself rest in the midst of them, coming and going. Anicca vata sankhara. All conditioned things are impermanent. And now, as if saying to yourself, may I learn to see the arising and passing of all nature with equanimity and balance. May I learn to see the arising and passing of all nature with equanimity and balance. And also reflecting on that all beings are the heirs of their actions. And that their lives arise and pass away following the conditions and deeds created by them. And of course, we can love them and care for them and support them. But in the end, their happiness and their suffering depend on their thoughts and actions. And so bringing to mind a person in your life, visualizing them, or bringing into awareness a felt sense of what it's like to be around them. And breathing through the heart and extending to them. May you learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May you have true equanimity. Your happiness and suffering depend on your thoughts and actions, and not on my wishes for you. Your happiness and suffering depend on your thoughts and actions, and not on my wishes for you. May you be balanced and peaceful. May you be balanced and peaceful. And now saying goodbye to that individual for a moment and bring to mind another. Bringing forward a clear vision or a felt sense. And extending from the heart with each out-breath to this loved one. May you learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May you learn to see the arising of all things and the passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May you have true equanimity. May you have true equanimity. And your happiness and suffering depend on your thoughts and your actions, and not on my wishes for you. Your happiness and suffering depend on your thoughts and your actions, and not on my wishes for you. And may you be balanced and peaceful. May you be balanced, live with equanimity, and experience peace. And now saying goodbye to this individual and opening up the field to include all beings, as wide as the world. Continuing to breathe through your heart and feeling into the words, may I bring compassion and equanimity to the events of the world. Recognizing the critical importance of those characteristics. May I bring compassion and equanimity to the events of this world. And may I find balance and equanimity and peace amidst it all. May I find balance and equanimity and peace amidst it all. May I cultivate fully compassion and equanimity and offer that into the world. May I cultivate fully compassion and equanimity and offer that into the world. And may I find balance and equanimity and peace amidst it all. And simply resting now in that good heart. That awakened nature that is our birthright. That awakened nature that sometimes or often is occluded, but is there always. It does not have to be created, simply nurtured. It's always there. Anicca vata sankara upadeva yadamino upajitva nirajanti tasum upasamo sukha.